Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, you teased us with something big. You even teased me off air saying you've got something big.
Yep.
So I'm frothing for it.
I will say this. This is a juicy story, but it's not good news. It's actually kind of sad. Potentially it's kind of sad. This is the tip of the friggin' iceberg on this one. This is all of this. I saw this headline and went, wait, what? These two? They're so in love. I'm going to remind you that Selena Gomez and her fiance, Benny Blanco, made an album together called I Said I Love You First. That came out like in March or something. And it's all songs that chronicle their beautiful love story, their relationship.
But she's the singer.
And he's a producer.
Right.
I don't know if he sings on it.
I don't think he sings on it.
You know, let's just go with he did the background vocals.
He's just a producer.
It's them together. It's their thing. It's their record together.
Okay.
So the first single was dropped in time for Valentine's Day. It's called Scared of Loving You. It was written by the two of them, along with Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother. Still have to throw that in. It's been around quite long enough to just call him Phineas. According to a press release, it chronicles their entire story before they met, falling in love, looking at what the future holds. I wonder if it also chronicles him doing her best friend. No, I'm not saying that happened, but I think it happened. So here's the headline. Selena Gomez just unfollowed her best friend, Teresa Marie, and the internet thinks it's about OnlyFans and Benny Blanco.
Is this the lady that gave...
No.
Her liver to...
No, it was a kidney, and this is not that one. This is another best friend of hers, whose name is Teresa Marie... I have her last name here somewhere. Mingus. Teresa Marie Mingus. It's a good name. So here we go. They call this a social media scandal that's hotter than a fresh bottle of rare beauty lip oil. That's her.
What?
That's her cosmetics company. They're hilarious. This is Yahoo Entertainment. So... Apparently, Selena Gomez has officially unfollowed her longtime best friend.
Teresa Marie Mingus.
Yep, on Instagram.
I see her now. She's got very pretty blue eyes.
You can see her also on OnlyFans if you want to look for, just type in nudes on her. So the chaos started when we've talked about this. Like somehow there are people out there who know who's following who on what social media platforms.
A lot of cross-referencing and things,
right.
Yes.
There are specific accounts on Twitter, apparently, that follow specific, like there's one called Selena Gomez Charts, which is at Selena G Chart, and they do a constant check on her footprint, on her like social media footprint. I don't know about these digital footprints. I don't really follow. I can see how this could happen, and I guess I see sort of why people are interested in this stuff.
It's creepy, though, following someone like that.
Right.
I might have to say it's more creepy than the 4-year-old creeper at the skate park. Like, you're sitting online watching everything this lady does.
What she likes, what she's clicked on, what she's like, just if it does feel invasive. So the chaos starts when Selena Gomez charts. This is a popular Twitter account.
What?
Yes. Dedicated to tracking Gomez, Selena Gomez's every digital move. It dropped a thread of all threads. Over 9 million views on this particular post on Twitter. So here's the post. Here's the words. Selena Gomez unfollowed one of her best friends, Teresa Marie, after it was rumored Benny Blanco subscribed to her OnlyFans. So, allegedly, Benny Blanco, Selena's fiance and collaborator, subscribed to the best friend's OnlyFans account. They say here, because they're hilarious in the story, the audacity practically needs its own zip code. It's so huge. Hilarious. The same thread includes video footage showing Benny Blanco having dinner alone with Teresa Marie. No Selena in sight. Right?
Well,
how dare they?
According to this account.
You ate food one time with Pat, right?
Yeah, but I don't follow Pat's OnlyFans account.
Well, I mean, if he had one, you might.
That's true. You know, he is hot. So it's Benny Blanco having dinner alone with Selena Gomez's best friend. No Selena around. And according to the fan account, the one that tracks everything that the woman does, the dinner took place just days before Selena Gomez hit that unfollow button.
I will say, just for the record, I'm not a great searcher. I usually give up too way too soon, but I'm not finding nudes of this Teresa Marie Mingus. They're not easily found.
That seems unusual for someone who's on OnlyFans. Maybe she doesn't have that many followers on. See if you can find her on. I think you can look on OnlyFans, and until you want to see their content, you can't. Does it tell you how many people are following someone on OnlyFans? You're just, you don't know how many. You're one of, you don't know how many. So going on here, this is this celebrity stalking site, which is a specific one for Selena Gomez, posted. This was a couple days ago. And this is regarding video footage showing Benny Blanco having dinner alone with Teresa Marie, Selena Gomez's best friend. Here's the post. Teresa Marie was recently seen having dinner alone with Benny Blanco a few days before Gomez's unfollow. Benny still follows the adult content creator. So that's not talking about OnlyFans. That's talking about Benny Blanco's Instagram account still follows this lady's Instagram account. That's not all. Of course, the whole internet has to get in on this. The fan account notes that she was often at Benny Blanco's house, there often without Selena Gomez's presence, and she reportedly posted, Teresa did, she posted Benny Blanco's Sexiest Man Alive issue from People Magazine on her Instagram story. And Benny still follows her. And now she doesn't follow her best friend. Thoughts and feelings?
Well, I have at one time as a young man, I had a good friend of my girlfriend at that time hit on me. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's blatant. And this is her buddy who's hitting on me.
Yeah.
And it's blatant.
Mm-hmm.
So
as in, she's like, there's no girl code there.
Like, she's all about it.
Scuzzy.
If I'm down. Yeah. And I was not. And it wasn't great. It wasn't a great moment for anybody involved. So I don't know if that's what's happening.
Did you tell your girlfriend?
Yep.
And what did she say?
She was bummed.
Yeah.
But I was like,
did she stop following her on Instagram?
Well, that was long before that. And we were pretty young. But I would say that, you know, this happens where someone is like, what does he have that I don't see that has attracted my friend? Or I don't know what the inspiration is. Or maybe it's just I want to wreck what she's got. I don't know.
Right. I know.
But you wouldn't expect that to be a friend. A best friend even wouldn't do that, right?
I agree with
you. So I don't know what's...
Although I know that this does happen. Sometimes chicks do this to each other.
So maybe that's what's going on.
I'm not buying it.
What do you think?
I think that the source is reporting...
Which part aren't you buying?
I'm not buying any of it. There's no pictures of them together at dinner. They were so-called spotted together at dinner.
Are you positive?
I can't find them.
So look at that. Go over to Twitter or whatever it's called now. and it's Selena G. Hold on. Let me find the damn thing. It's a specific handle there. Selena G. Chart. Supposedly she posted, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how long things stay on there. Maybe she took it down, but supposedly there's video of them.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
No.
Okay.
Keep looking and I'll get back looking. To us. Yeah. I agree with you though. Yeah, but that you don't it, buy this it. Does sound, it sounds pretty weak.
Yeah.
Her unfollowing her best friend though, that's.
I think that's a smoking gun.
I think yep. something happened.
I don't think that. Instagram followers are reliable. Like, I don't think that you... I think they're kind of glitchy.
No, I Selena is so in the spotlight. Like, she knows if she unfollows somebody, people are going to notice.
Yeah,
she's like, the most followed person on the internet.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yep. On Instagram, at least.
Because we just talked about this the other day with... what was it? With Ryan Reynolds was unfollowed by Travis Kelce.
People are watching that.
That makes
I didn't know how that would happen, but maybe you get a notification anytime somebody else's account makes a move. I thought, though, that Selena Gomez probably had nothing to do with her own account. Although, it would be easy for her to say,
well, no, I don't want to follow. Like I said, she's got a person who every day goes through and they talk about her social media and what she's doing. And, right. and yeah.
And she says, I don't want to follow my best friend anymore because she's getting skanky with my boyfriend. My fiance.
Yeah. And the fact that I mean, the OnlyFans thing doesn't bother me as much because it could be like, well, I'm supporting.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want John following the OnlyFans accounts of any of my friends.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And also, why does she have it only? Okay, I guess everybody can have whatever they want.
Teresa Marie Mingus's LinkedIn account shows she was Selena's executive assistant at some point. That's from 415.
That's on her LinkedIn?
On her LinkedIn.
Now it's all coming together.
What do you make of that? Oh, nothing. We're just joking. I get it. Yeah, I feel like the unfollowing thing is legit. And I only feel that way because the internet tells me to.
The internet's always right.
I'm very worried for Selena, who I have never seen look happier than she has in the last few months. Like, I don't want this to be a giant, ugly betrayal from someone who just proposed to her.
My guess, based on absolutely no information other than this story,
That's how we like to do it here on this show.
Is that maybe it's a friendship thing between her and Teresa Marie, and maybe Benny is also friends with her and trying to help bridge the gap, or, you know, I think they're having a friend thing, but I don't think it's related to Benny cheating on her.
I hope not.
I would be shocked.
Really? That a dude
Yes.
lost control of his wiener?
I'd be shocked.
Well, I think the whole world would say, that guy cheated on her?
I know.
That guy.
I hate his. I don't even want to be the one who says that.
That guy? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that, but I believe everyone's going to say that.
Right.
That guy?
The one who needs to shave between his eyebrows post-step? Come on.
That guy.
Yeah. I think the fact that I keep coming back to she unfollowed her best friend. She had to know that was going to get noticed. And that he follows her OnlyFans account. Like, I don't know.
I don't think that means he's cheating. I don't think at all. But
they went to dinner by themselves. It's obvious. I think that we're all just trying to be in denial because I love Selena. I think she's adorable.
There's something.
Not a great actress, but so charming.
I do wonder, just to, you know, for argument's sake.
Okay.
They go out to dinner. The friend and the fiance
maybe they can't cook.
If you're trying, you can order in. I mean, there's never been more possibilities than there are today.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point because it's not necessary for them to do that. But I almost feel like it's in plain sight. Like, what? Of course, you think that if I was doing something with her, I wouldn't just keep her at home?
I understand what you're saying, that this is just you can spin all of this any way you want. To me, you don't play with fire like that and go, we'll just eat in public and we know everyone will see us and it'll set the world on fire, but we'll just say, what?
Well, that...
We're human. We eat, we poop. It's what we do.
That, in and of itself, is defensible. What? We're friends. She's my soon-to-be wife's best friend.
Yeah.
But now add in, I follow her OnlyFans account. I follow her on Instagram, and my girlfriend just unfollowed her. I say it's getting smoky in here.
Now, I will say this.
Okay.
And I'm just some radio guy.
Oh, no, we're all talking out of our asses.
Right.
It's been established.
I'm just some radio guy. Yes. But I wouldn't go take out one of Christina's best friends without everyone being aware of what's happening. You know what I mean? Like,
well, what would be the circumstances anyway?
I don't know, but I'm saying if I were out with Annalisa and someone said, who's Vinny with the hot chick? It would be a problem. Like, it would get around.
Yeah.
I know that. And I'm just a radio guy.
Right.
You know, but now if Christina fully knew why that happened, because I went and helped her do something and then we just went and got food because, again, humans needing food.
Yes.
I don't play games with that stuff. I don't text her friends unless it's like just all there's a I'm just not into it. I don't want no trouble.
Yep.
So I don't know if this guy.
We know how quickly it can turn into an Alicia situation.
I don't know.
Does she even come around anymore?
She doesn't. Like, we don't even know who that is. That name you just said?
I know it, though, and I'll keep bringing it up forever and ever.
You should
Amen.
Stop.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't want to like take bets on this or anything, but I smell trouble. And I feel like when this starts to get out there, like I saw it this morning and thought, oh, my. And there isn't a ton, although that was 3 hours ago that
I've been looking for stuff. And there's not been any updates.
Okay. Well, we'll keep, you know, Tim's is going to be all over this.
They weren't actually the first one on this.
I know they weren't. Yahoo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If it was true.
Oh,
at
you're
all,
saying no.
There would
be TMZ would
be
all
sources.
Over it. Well, let's
no
see.
Well, ooh, the internet sleuths are evil. There's no question that there are people on the internet all day, every day.
Yeah.
Figuring these things. 415 says, wait. Pat has an OnlyFans?
it's pat@onlyfans.com. Enjoy. Have a great time with that.
You're going to end up finding somebody's feet.
Yeah.
I found the video.
Oh my God, you did. Where was it? Is it on,
it's on
Instagram? Twitter?
Yeah.
Are they making googly eyes?
No, she's not. The girl's not even in it.
What?
He's sitting at a table with like a cup of coffee and a water bottle. And I don't have the audio right now, but there's someone sitting across from him, but they don't even show her. It's a 20-second video and they don't show the girl's face.
Mm.
Oh.
And it could be from any time.
That is true. They could have, maybe Selena got up from that table at some point.
It's not as fun as.
The unfollow is the damning part because I do, like I just put together, you know, if there were a scenario where one of my wife's friends needed help, I would go help them.
Yes.
I might end up even having some food, But that wouldn't be, but then why would Christina unfollow her best friend?
Right.
She wouldn't.
And start an OnlyFans. I mean, what is going on here?
I think Bob does have another angle. I do agree that, like, maybe they're having a friendship breakup thing, and Benny's trying to get them back together, and maybe
by following
that's
what, her OnlyFans account.
Well, yeah,
maybe. What? We don't know yet. I hope we do. I hope we get the like. I saw this and went, "Oh God, why do I salivate over a story like this so much?"
Because we need it.
We do need stories right now. Yeah. I tell you, one of my other choices for a story this morning was, these are the top 10 dog movies. I'm like,
and I was into that.
This is a slow month, my friend.
It is slow times.
I'm
in
like,
the celebrity
Selena
trash.
And Benny, holy cow.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.